Can we go to the next text, please?
The Commission may wish to take up the two following matters together, because actually these are two parts of the same standard, and the second part was a bit delayed in terms of the elaboration procedure, but is now catching up with the main part of the document, which is the draft codex standard for table grapes. And as I mentioned, the sections on maturity requirements and minimum bunch weight were delayed, but the agreement was reached at the committee level and they are proposed for final adoption. You can see the relevant provisions of the standard in Appendix 4 and Appendix 5 of document Arinom 07/30/35. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and the floor is open, please, for any comments on these two texts. USA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States maintains its reservation on the minimum maturity requirement in the proposed draft codex standard for table grapes. The uniform approach applied to the minimum maturity requirement, along with the values therein, does not correctly reflect this minimum requirement for all table grape varieties from all geographic regions. Mr. Chairman, we want the report to note our reservation, but we will not block the adoption of the standard. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America. Any other flag? Seeing no any other flag, the text as proposed or as presented in Alnom 07/30/35, Appendix 4, is adopted at Step 8, noting the reservation from the United States of America, and similarly the text contained in Alnom 07/30/35, Appendix 5, is adopted at Step 5-8. Also noting the reservation from United States of America. Sorry, this has been clarified, and I need to clarify for proper records. The U.S. reservation is not on the first text, which is contained in Alnom 07/30/35, Appendix 4. Rather, it's on the text contained in Alnom 07/30/35, Appendix 5. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next text, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now we are switching to the next committee, which is Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. The first item being forwarded to the Commission from this committee is the draft code of hygienic practice for eggs and eggs product, currently at step 8. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and the floor is open for comments, please. No comments, then the text, sorry, that is, which country is that, please? Panama, thank you. Panama, please.
Sí, muy buenos días, tarde, perdón, señor presidente. Bueno, no nos oponemos a la norma, simplemente teníamos nuestras reservas de igual forma, porque no tenemos muy claro el concepto si la cadena de enfriamiento que se contempla en esta propuesta de código es una acción optativa o obligatoria, lo cual pues nos da a nosotros pues ciertas reservas en cuanto a a este proyecto de código. Gracias.
Thank you, Panama. Rather than taking a reservation straight, let me take the liberty to ask the chairperson of this committee and see if your observation can be clarified and see if you would have changed your position. Can I ask United States, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The provisions in this code concerning coal chain are as they are in all such codex texts. They are recommendations to national governments recommending best practices and optimal handling, and as such, they are not mandatory. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America. And if I go back to Panama, please, without explanation, are you still holding a reservation on the text?
No, estamos, estamos claros ya, entendemos.
Thank you very much, Panama. Seeing no any other flag, then the text as contained in Alnom 07/30/13, Appendix 2 is adopted as Step 8. Thank you very much. The next one, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The second item from the same committee is draft guidelines on the application of general principles of food hygiene to the control of Listeria monocytogenes in foods. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. The floor is open, please, for comments. United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as chair of this committee, I would like to acknowledge comments received from two member countries and thank them for those comments, because they have suggested oversights that need to be corrected. First, I would like to thank Brazil for pointing out that the phrase ready to eat should be reinserted into the title of this proposed draft code, the draft guidelines. That was an editorial mistake, and I thank Brazil for pointing it out. On the second comment from Guatemala, Guatemala suggested that a reference should be inserted into section 9.3 on labeling to the general standard for the labeling of prepackaged foods, Codex Standard 1-1985, Rev 1-1991. Mr. Chairman, this is a good suggestion. It is, in fact, a reference that the committee inserted into the draft code of hygienic practice for egg and egg products, the code we just adopted, in the same section. So I suggest that it be inserted here as well, in section 9.3 of the guidelines on the application, general principles of food hygiene, to the control of Listeria monocytogenes in foods. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. And may I ask the Commission if there are any objections to addition of the text as proposed by Brazil and Guatemala, and appreciated by the chairperson of the committee, to the text we are considering now? I see none. Then the text is adopted as Step 8, including the editorial and labeling additions as proposed by Brazil, and Guatemala, and appreciated by the chairperson of the committee. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next text, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last item from the Committee on Food Hygiene is draft principles and guidelines for the conduct of microbiological risk management. The text is now step 8. While the document has a long-reaching scope, and it will not only provide guidance to the members of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, but also provide the orientation for the work of the Food Hygiene Committee as well. However, the text has been developed through step procedures, and if adopted, it will be included in the Codex Alimentarius. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And the text is open for comments from the floor, please. No comments? Then we adopt the text at step 8. Next, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now we come to a different committee, which is Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems. The text in question is the proposed draft revision of the guidelines for generic official certificate formats and the design, production, issuance, and use of certificates. We have received several written comments from half a dozen of countries, and maybe the Commission may have some benefit in listening to the chairing country and how the chair sees these written comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I'm sure the Commission will agree that we listen to the chair of this committee. And can I invite Australia, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to pick up on your introduction. There are a number of comments that have been provided by a range of particularly Latin countries, and some very useful suggestions to the text that will both add clarity and resolve some of the linguistic issues that arise in the text. With the Chairman's indulgence, I'd like to just note three minor changes to the text that I believe will address in the main the majority of the issues that have been raised in the written comments. The first is in regard to the title of the document, and the suggestion is that the title of the document be changed to Guidelines for Design, comma, Production, comma, Issuance and Use of Generic Official Certificates. That very much mirrors the content of the guideline, and for those that are observing that change, the only difference between that title and the previous title is reference to formats. And when you actually look at the content of the guideline, there is no reference to formats in the document. So I suggest that change is a good change. The second change is again as per the Brazilian comments and relates to paragraph 18 in the English text. and it is in regard to the use of the language trade sample and the suggested text, and I'll read it from the first sentence. A consignment consisting of a food sample intended for evaluation, comma, testing or research in the importing country should be clearly identified according to its intended use. Full stop. I don't think that changes at all the intent of that first sentence, but enables, I think, the translation to be far more effective. The final change, with your indulgence, Mr. Chairman, relates to paragraph 34. I've worked with Brazil to come up with an alternate set of language to that was submitted in the comments, and I'll quickly just read these. Read this. There are only two changes in this language to the text that is currently before you, and I'll go through it now. Paragraph 34, where in exceptional cases justified by a documented public health problem, comma, the importing country, and it continues. So with those changes, I believe that picks up the majority of the concerns raised. I will note there was an issue raised by Peru in regard to 31, paragraph 31. I've looked at those at that comment and don't believe there's a need to change the reference that is referred to in those comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chairperson of the committee. And can I go back to the countries which submitted these comments? And can I start with Brazil and see if they are comfortable with the proposal from the chair? Thank you, Brazil. And then can I go to Peru?
Sí, señor presidente. Estamos de acuerdo con lo manifestado.
Thank you, Peru. And then, or can I put it to the commission whether there are any objections to adding the text as has been submitted by the chair of the committee to the text that we are proposing to adopt at step 5-8. And can I also take it from the secretary that we got the text properly? Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Únicamente una intervención. No tenemos problema con los cambios que se han sugerido, pero sí tenemos algunas sugerencias para mejorar la traducción al español que pueden verse en el documento Alinorm 0730-5A, en la página 13 y subsiguientes. Esto afectaría únicamente la versión en español del documento. Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, Mexico. If it's a real linguistic issue, then that you can raise with the secretariat and we shall appreciate. Then seeing no any other flag, then the text is adopted with the inclusion of the text as has been submitted by the chairperson and well recorded by the secretariat. Can we go to the next text, please?
Chairman, the next item is draft amendment to the guidelines for the production, processing, labeling, and marketing of organically produced foods, Annex 2, permitted substances, Table 3, originating from Codex Committee on Food Labeling. There was consensus in the proposal at the level of the labeling committee, and all additives are already allowed in conventional foods. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Then the text is open for comments from the floor, please. I see no flag. Then the text is adopted at step 8. Can we go to the next one, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on the list is the draft standard for fat spreads and blended spreads coming from Codex Committee on Fats and Oils. The actual standard is contained in Alinom 07/30/17, Appendix 2. Food additives provision and provisions on mass methods of analysis and sampling have been endorsed by Codex Committee on Food Additives and Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, respectively, with several other amendments. The labeling provisions have been endorsed by Codex Committee on Food Labeling. Therefore, the proposal before the Commission is to adopt this standard with amendments proposed by Codex Committee on Food Additives and Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, and thereby revoking the standards for margarine and standards for minarine. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Then the floor is open for comments. Secretary, you want to come back to it, please?
Thank you. If the Commission is happy and comfortable to adopt this standard, the logical consequences would be to request the Fats and the Oils Committee to reconsider the levels of annatto extracts in fat spreads and other relevant products in existing Codex standards to take into account the new ADIs established by JECFA. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Then the text is open for comments, please. Seeing no flag, then the text is adopted at step 8. And as it has been mentioned, with the amendments from CC MAS and CIS-FA, and also asking the Committee on Fats and Oils to consider the annatto extracts. So the text is adopted at step 8, and I'm making reference to a text contained in Alnom 07/30/17, Appendix 2, with the amendments as proposed by the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, the Codex Committee on Food Additives, and also asking the Committee for Fats and Oils to consider the levels of annatto extracts, take into account the new ADI. And of course, the text is adopted at step 8. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next one, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item is the proposed draft working principles for risk analysis for food safety for application by governments. The actual text is contained in Appendix 8 of the report of the last session of the Committee on General Principles, which is Alinom 07/30/33. Many delegations will certainly recall that This piece of work dates back to 1990s. A text had originally been drafted to address the issues of concern by the commission, of the commission, and for application by governments. But at one point of the time, or two of time, this attempt had been abandoned, and text was split in two pieces. The first piece on the working principles for application by the Codex Alimentarius itself was adopted a few years ago by the Commission, and now it is found in the procedural manual. The remaining piece of the work continued to move in the elaboration procedure within the Committee on General Principles, and there has been extensive work on this document, and this document was finally agreed upon by the Codex Committee on General Principles, and now is submitted for the Commission for adoption at steps 5 and 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and then the floor is open for comments on this text, please. And I also draw the attention of the committee to the recommendations from the Executive Committee, which is contained in paragraph 13. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina apoya la adopción de este documento. Creemos que luego de tantos años de discusiones y de negociación sobre el tema, se ha logrado un documento armónico y equilibrado, donde se han tenido en cuenta las preocupaciones de todos los miembros del Códex. Creemos que se trata de un documento superador, que ha incluido muchísimos principios que eran de interés para los países en desarrollo, y razón por la cual apoyamos la adopción de este documento en el paso 8, con la salvedad de que quisiéramos dejar una reserva sobre la primera oración del párrafo 12. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, and then I have Egypt.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. نذكر تماما كما ذكر السيد سكرتير لجنة الدستور أنه تم إعداد ورقة عمل تم مناقشتها جيدا في لجنة المبادئ العامة في اجتماعها السابق. نتيجة هذه المناقشات كانت هناك بعض التعديلات، سواء كان تغيير أو إضافة، لكن في النهاية كان هناك موافقة عامة على النص، لذا فنحن نؤيد تماما الموافقة على هذا العمل الجيد. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you. Egypt and Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. México envió sus comentarios por escrito en relación a este documento. Pueden ser apreciados en el documento Alinorm 07-35A, en la página 30 y siguientes. Aquí hay dos cuestiones. La primera es de procedimiento, ya que hubo varios temas que se han tocado durante varios años. Sin embargo, en este documento en particular, al considerar los resultados del grupo de trabajo que se celebró en Bruselas, hubo en realidad escasa consideración a los comentarios que hicieron varios países en la reunión del Comité de Principios Generales. El trámite 5.8 es un trámite excepcional para cuando hay un consenso amplio. Creemos nosotros que se debe reconocer el progreso alcanzado en este documento, adoptándolo al trámite 5. Sin embargo, vemos varios temas de discusión que podrían seguir siendo discutidos en el Comité de Principios Generales en una ronda más de comentarios y adoptar un documento bueno en el sentido en el que están nuestros comentarios por escrito. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mexico, and then I have Paraguay, please.
Es un principio que estaba levantando la bandera y parece que este lado de la sala no se puede divisar bien desde la presidencia. Bueno, la propuesta concreta de Paraguay es que este documento no sea aprobado en el trámite 5-8, que sea devuelto al trámite 6-7, porque justamente el trámite acelerado es un trámite que se utiliza en situaciones o en documentos que han revestido en sus discusiones de bastante consenso, que no ha sido el caso de este documento. No se debe dejar de reconocer que realmente el documento ha evolucionado y han considerado algunas cuestiones que anteriormente no estaban consideradas. Sin embargo, en honor al procedimiento y a muchas cuestiones y objeciones que no han sido consideradas incluso en el informe de principios generales, lo recomendable y lo que solicita Paraguay concretamente es que este documento no sea aprobado en este trámite. Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, Paraguay. No any other flag? I have indeed some form of reservation from Mexico and from Paraguay. Switzerland, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very briefly, Switzerland would like to express the full support from the Codex Committee for Europe for the adoption of these working principles. We think and we believe that a lot of progress has been made, and we fully support their adoption at steps 5-8. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland, and I have Cuba, please.
Señor presidente, Cuba desea adherirse a la posición expresada por México. Reconoce todo lo que se ha progresado en la depuración de este documento, pero considera precipitada su adopción en esta comisión.
Thank you, Cuba, and
Kenya.
I have Australia, Chile, Kenya, Canada. Which other country haven't acknowledged?
European Community.
Okay. European Community.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, South Africa, sorry, Cameroon, and the list is closed. Thank you very much. Can we go to China?
Korea. Jamaica.
Korea.
Yes.
France.
Yes, we have it.
Where?
Mm-hmm. France? Where?
Mexico.
The right. France?
Yeah.
France?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's that organization, was it there? I'm tempted to close the list. Denmark. So can I go through the list of the countries I have? I have Chile, Australia, Kenya, Canada, EC, Costa Rica, South Africa, Cameroon, Thailand, Republic of Korea, Jamaica, France, United States of America, Denmark, and the Consumers International. Closing the list now. Any other latecomer? No, the list is closed. Thank you very much. Then can we have Chile, please?
Gracias, señor presidente. Gracias, señor presidente. Chile está apoyando el avance del documento, sin embargo, ha sido mencionado en dos oportunidades ya reservas al procedimiento que se utilizó para avanzar hasta esta etapa el documento en comento. Y efectivamente, a usted le consta porque estuvo presente en la reunión de principios generales, es un problema que está radicado en los procedimientos cuando hay grupos de trabajo que se suponía iban a ayudar a avanzar en el proceso, pero cuyos resultados, de acuerdo al manual operacional del Códex, no son vinculantes y debería existir la posibilidad de hacer análisis en las sesiones plenarias de los puntos que causen conflicto o dudas, cosa que no está ocurriendo en varios comités y con lo cual muchos países que no tenemos la oportunidad de asistir a los grupos de trabajo, no tenemos la oportunidad de físicamente dar nuestra opinión en las plenarias. Por lo tanto, a Chile le gustaría que constara en acta la reserva respecto al procedimiento que se utilizó en esa oportunidad, pero que no es el único comité que lo utiliza. Creo que habría que reiterar las instrucciones de que los grupos de trabajo son voluntarios que pretenden apoyar la gestión, pero que no son vinculantes, y que en las plenarias, que es a donde se supone debemos asistir oficialmente, se pueda analizar aquellos temas que crean cierta incertidumbre en su decisión. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. That was also said by Mexico. It's more on the procedure rather than really blocking the adoption of the text. We appreciate that. Can we go to Australia, please?
Thank you, Chairman. Australia strongly supports the adoption of the proposed draft working principles for risk analysis for food safety for application by governments. Australia considers this set of principles provides valuable guidance to national governments in the application of risk analysis to food safety. It is our strong view that the working principles will provide practical guidance to member countries and complement the guide published by the FAO. Further, these working principles will also assist members of the WTO in meeting their obligations under the SBS agreement and the consistent application of risk analysis to food safety. And in this regard, we note that Codex is the one remaining of the three sister organisations that is yet to complete this work. So accordingly, it is both appropriate and timely that the Commission adopt this draft document at the 5-8 process, and we strongly support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia, and then I have Kenya, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you rightly said, this document was discussed at length at the General Principles meeting just 2 months ago, and Kenya fully supports the adoption of the proposed draft working principle for risk analysis for food safety for application by governments. We believe that for our country this is very timely, and this will provide good guidelines for our country in this area of work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kenya, and then I have Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Canada, too, strongly supports the adoption of these principles. We believe the principles as developed will contribute to a more consistent application of risk analysis by governments without being overly prescriptive, thereby enabling governments to adapt them to their specific circumstances. We note the significant progress that had been made in advancing these principles, and as noted by Australia, Codex is the last of the three sisters to have developed these principles for application by governments. So we would strongly support moving ahead with the principles. We have noted the concerns that have been raised about process, but would doubt that revisiting the principles would result in a significantly improved product, and would like to see them move forward as they stand. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. And then I have European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The European Community strongly supports the adoption of these guidelines. I need not elaborate in detail on the very strong arguments in favour put forward by several other intervenants. I would, however, emphasise that the WTO Secretariat did clarify that adoption of the guidelines would greatly strengthen and enhance the existing WTO framework on risk analysis. And we're somewhat puzzled, therefore, at the reticence of a number of developing countries in this respect. We would also, frankly, strongly question adoption at anything other than step 5 to 8. Frankly, adoption at step 5 does not represent progress. We've invested a huge amount of time and effort and resources, and anything short of 5 to 8 would in many respects be a step backwards and reflect very poorly on the huge amount of work put into these guidelines, in particularly in the working group of September 2006 and in the most recent meeting of CCGP. So we would like to convey a strong message that it's incumbent on this meeting to support the guidelines. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community, and with due respect to the countries, I have their names here. If we are all in support of adoption of this text, could I not give you room to speak? But if you are really opposing the adoption of this text, I'll be willing to give you the opportunity to speak. If we are, and this is a sincere request from the chair, in the interest of time, if there are views opposing adoption of the text, already so far we have received consents on the procedure, but not really blocking adoption of the text. And all the countries that have spoken in favor of adoption of the text. So the countries I have on my list: Costa Rica, South Africa, Cameroon, Thailand, Republic of Korea, Jamaica, France, United States. If there is a country opposing the adoption, then we can listen to the views. Otherwise, if it's supporting, please, we acknowledge your support. Costa Rica, please.
Sí, gracias, señor presidente. Solamente Costa Rica quiere hacer, al igual que Argentina, una reserva en el párrafo 12, la primera oración, en cuanto al término de la precaución, que consideramos que debería haber sido sujeto a más discusión. Gracias.
Do you have problems with hearing me?
No, it's okay.
Can you hear me now? Do I have to repeat from the beginning, or my request to the countries was understood? I was saying thank you very much for the countries I have, for the understanding, and we have noted the reservation on para 12 from Costa Rica and Argentina. We have noted the question on matters of procedure by Mexico and Chile. And the rest of the countries, we are in support of adoption of this text. Can I ask Consumer International? South Africa, please. You are against the document, please, South Africa? South Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think South Africa is not against the document per se, but we would like to have our reservations noted as to the process.
Thank you very much, South Africa. Paraguay again, please.
Sí, gracias, presidente. Creo que realmente usted ha hecho una omisión involuntaria al no mencionar la posición de Paraguay. Y además que quería aclarar que nuestra posición se basó en esta etapa con respecto al procedimiento, porque con respecto a los fundamentos que han motivado nuestras reservas en innumerables ocasiones, y para no abrir el debate nuevamente, nos referimos al procedimiento. Sin embargo, también quiero dejar, bueno, reserva con respecto al procedimiento y una reserva expresa con relación al párrafo 12, y no hablar de lo que es la precaución y los largos debates que en el Códex se han suscitado al respecto por varios años. Creo que no es el foro, y nada más que en honor a eso, Paraguay no ha insistido en el punto, pero no solamente se basa en una reserva con respecto al procedimiento. Y quiero que quede expresamente en el acta la reserva de Paraguay. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Paraguay. We shall note your reservation on the procedure and on para 12. Consumer International, please.
Consumers International strongly support the adoption of the working principles for risk analysis. We consider these working principles as a central codex document, and it will help to ensure the safety of food that consumers consume around the world, leading to improved health protection. We believe that after many years of discussion and debate, including the splitting into advice for codex and for member governments, these principles now provide a sound basis for health protection and should be adopted by the Commission at the accelerated procedure.
Thank you, Consumer International, and again thank you to the countries, Cameroon, Thailand, Republic of Korea, Jamaica, France and the USA for your understanding.
Thailand,
I had closed the list though. Were you there in the list? And Thailand, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we actually does not want to delay the adoption of this document, but however, because of the very importance of this document, so we believe that for this CARES normal step is more appropriate than just a fast track. So we reserve both process and para 12. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand, and the Commission therefore adopt the text, noting the reservation on procedure as raised by Mexico, Chile, Costa Rica, South Africa,
Paraguay.
And Paraguay.
And Thailand.
And now Thailand too. And also we note the reservations of Argentina,
Mexico,
Paraguay, on para 12. Did I leave out another country on para 12? I have
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, I have Argentina, I have Paraguay. And Argentina, I mentioned Argentina.
she wants to speak.
Argentina, second time. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. No es sobre todo el párrafo 12. La única reserva que pidió Argentina es sobre la primera oración del párrafo 12. Gracias.
Well, there is support of your reservation from the other countries, and should I also take it from the other countries which expressed reservation on para 12, that you are actually making reservation on the first sentence of para 12? Seeing no objection, then that will be true for the other countries which had expressed reservation on para 12. Thank you very much. Then the text is adopted at step 5-8. I have less than 4 minutes. And can we look at the next text, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next text is the draft regional standard for canned hummus with tahine, coming from the Coordinating Committee for the Near East. The actual document is contained in Appendix 2 of document ARI Norm 07/30/40. Because this document has been developed through a Coordinating Committee as a regional standard, only those Codex members that belong to that region can take part in the decision-making process at this final step. We have received a few written comments from Lebanon. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Then can I open for the countries from the Near East region to comment on this text? Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. بالنسبة للملاحظات الواردة من لبنان للمرفق الثاني صفحة 17 والمرفق الثالث صفحة 20 والمرفق الرابع صفحة 23 للوثيقة ألي نورم 07/30/40 هي جميعها صياغية بطبيعتها ولا تؤثر على جوهر المواصفة ومقبولة بكاملها. وشكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan, for that information. Seeing no any other flag, then the text is adopted as step 8 and will take into account the comments from Lebanon. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just omit mentioning that these standards are in complete form except the provisions for the methods of sampling because of the back-to-back scheduling of the last session of the Near East Committee and Codex Committee on Methods Analysis. Therefore, the Commission can adopt these standards, this one and the next two standards as regional standards, with the understanding that methods of analysis will be introduced by the Committee of Methods of Analysis next year, and those provisions being included to the draft regional standards, and these standards will become complete next year. Mr. Chairman, the second draft regional standard is for canned fowl, medams, and it is contained in Appendix 3 of the committee report. Thank you.
Can I open invite comments from the members of the region, Near East, please. We see none, then the text is adopted, step 8. Next one, please.
The third and last text from the Coordinating Committee for Near East is the draft regional standard for Tehina, which is included in Appendix 4 of the Coordinating Committee's report. And again, methods of analysis needs to be finalized at a later time, and the same editorial comments from Lebanon apply. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Members of the region, please, for any comments? No? Thank you very much. Then the texts are adopted as step 8 with inclusion of the comments from Lebanon. Thank you very much, and I'm almost about to close this afternoon session, and announcement from the Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tomorrow morning we shall resume the session at 9:30 sharp in the same venue. And I have two announcements. First one is to remind all of you that you are all kindly invited to take part in the official reception taking place in 15 minutes time on the 8th floor of Building B. And secondly, I'd like to announce that the Gabon is convening the meeting of African groups in Ethiopia Room C285 every day starting from tomorrow through Thursday between 8:30 and 9:30 a.m. And I remind all the delegations that the nomination period for the Office of Chairman is open until tomorrow noon sharp. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. With those remarks from the Secretary, the session is adjourned until tomorrow 9:30. Thank you very much.